You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 196, the Book of Tobit and History. Today's challenge. The Book of Tobit contains numerous implausibilities. For example, a woman being married seven times, yet each husband dropping dead on the wedding night. How Tobit is presented as the uncle of the legendary figure Ahikar, and the phenomenally long lifespans of Tobit and his son. Today's defense. The alleged errors are themselves clues to the audience telling them the kind of book they're reading. Like Judith, see Day 181, Tobit is a literary work that functions as an extended parable rather than a historical account, and various aspects of the text signal the audience that this is the case. For example, the Pontifical Biblical Commission notes, "The death of the seven husbands of the same woman before the consummation of the marriage, Tobit 3:8-17, is a fact so unlikely that this, by itself, suggests that the narrative is a literary fiction. We have here, then, a popular religious fable with a didactic and edifying purpose, which, by its nature, places it in the sphere of the wisdom tradition." The Inspiration and Truth of Sacred Scripture, 109. Similarly, in the book's first chapter, the text indicates Tobit as the uncle of Ahikar, Tobit 121, a legendary Middle Eastern sage. Ahikar then helps Tobit, Tobit 122 and 210, and he attends Tobias's wedding, Tobit 1118. This is the ancient equivalent of a modern book whose first chapter establishes that the main character is the uncle of a legendary figure like Paul Bunyan, who then goes on to appear in the story. Thus, when the text says that Tobit lived to be 112, Tobit 14:1, and Tobias to be 117, Tobit 14:14, and some manuscripts list higher ages, in a world where most adults died at half those figures, it is another clue to the literary nature of the text. This doesn't mean that Tobit can't contain a historical nucleus that has been elaborated in literary style, but its primary character is literary rather than historical, as different aspects of the text make clear. In view of considerations like these, John Paul II concluded, "The books of Tobit, Judith, and Esther, although dealing with the history of the chosen people, have the character of allegorical and moral narrative rather than history properly so called." General Audience, May 8, 1985.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.